This is ESPN Radio.
With Amber Wilson and Freddie Coleman, thanks for joining us this morning on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app. SiriusXM Channel 80, ESPN, you presented by Progressive Insurance. Amber, I'm sure, has always understood her power, but thanks to Alan Yates this morning, Amber, you really realized that you got kind of like an X-Men, X-Woman kind of power. Courtesy of your eyes.
Apparently so. Apparently my eyes are terrifying, which again, I think is the biggest compliment that I've ever received about my eyes. Like, most people are just like, oh, you have nice eyes or pretty eyes or whatever. Uh-huh. Alan Yates went with terrifying. It was the first time I'd ever been told I have terrifying eyes, but I kind of like it, frankly. I like the idea of just terrifying people with a look.
Well, see, now I'm afraid now. Based on thanks, Al. Now I'm afraid now. Amber Wilson, I've known each other for more than a minute. I've never had being terrified of her, but now thanks to you, Alan Yates, I'm not even her husband and I'm terrified of her. Thanks a lot.
Listen, man, he's all compliments come in different sizes, shapes, forms, and you know,
so does all fears and terrifying situations.
Terrifying, yes, man. I'm telling you, if Amber Wilson woke up and was like, ah, looked at me,
really,
yeah, she ain't got to say ah, all she got to do is look at me. Look, I'm done.
Poor Alan,
just one look.
I count you down for 2 minutes.
Poor Alan.
I'm going to go for a minute now.
Now I know why Alan Yates avoids blue-eyed women,
exactly,
apparently, in his life.
Well, it's hard out in these streets for a player like Alan Yates when it comes to blue-eyed
man,
women.
Especially because, like, the blue skipped half of my family. Some of the people in my family got blue eyes. That, I got regular eyes.
That's got next to you.
Eyes.
You discussed that. That's really got next to you when it comes to the Yates family tree.
Why the eyes jumped me. That's all.
Maybe that's why. That's why you find them so terrifying, because also you're low-key jealous. You're a
absolutely.
I would like to have a little
you're
splash.
Upset.
You want a little pop in your eyes.
A little splash Hazel in there. A little splash.
My eyes ain't going to change when the weather come around. We know that's not real.
Well, thank, and a grateful nation is thankful.
In my single days, I do think I dated a couple guys quite literally solely based on their eyes, I'm pretty sure. Looking back on
Everybody's done that.
I'm a sucker for pretty eyes.
Yeah, everybody has done that. I don't care who you are, male, female. Somebody can catch you with the eye, Jammy. Yeah, everybody's had that when they've gotten somebody's attention, that kind of initial attraction. Yeah, that's not a foreign thing. It shouldn't be a foreign thing.
And looking back on it, I should have ran. So Alan Yates might have a point.
Oh, once you got past the eyes, all of a sudden you saw the windows to their soul.
Yeah, looking back on a couple of those decisions that I made, you know, early on, I probably should have been looking at more than just the eyes.
You notice how when you said that, Amber, Alan got really quiet. Really quiet. All of a sudden, he had nothing to say.
Just say it, man.
Nothing to lend to the conversation.
You learn something new every day. Like, man,
how did I delete that from the screen? How did I swipe? Instead of swiping right, I should have swiped left?
I mean, hey, look, you swipe right all the time, man. You got to get to know people.
God. See, I was on your side. Now, forget it now. You're on your own. When you say you got to swipe right just because, now you're on your own.
A good social team goes a long way.
A good social team. Alan Yates has a whole social team behind him. Freddie, are you upset that you missed that? But you've been married a very long time. You just had your anniversary last week with Mrs.
Years.
Coleman. There you go.
Years.
16 years.
Yeah.
So you certainly missed the boat on all of these dating apps. Are you upset about it? Because I'm a little upset that I never got a swipe. See, I want to swipe. I never got to swipe.
Amber, I'm a man of my time. I don't mind being a part of modern times. But there's certain things that go on in this day and age. I am glad I am not a part of being a single person. Mm-mm. I'll take what I was able to go through from that standpoint before I met my wife, Denise. What everybody's going through now or putting themselves in the middle of, no thank you. I want no part of that.
I mean, there are components of single life that don't sound so great, but the swiping sounds excellent. Like just sitting there on your phone, judging people, being allowed to just judge people off of absolutely nothing but the most shallow of things.
Yeah, and then having people, and then people have the potential their lives, dating lives ruined because no one is swiping right to their liking.
Oh, she got nice eyes? Guess what?
See? Swipe right.
See, yeah, you're going to get one for that, sure.
It's the Alan Yates of the world that have a lot of people wondering about their dating apps and dating lives going on now because of that.
I thought Yates would be swiping left, though, because you're terrified eyes.
No.
Isn't the left bad?
I'm swiping. Right is good? Left is no, right is yes, but I'm swiping right on any and all, like, beautiful eyes.
Really?
Yeah, for sure.
Even though you don't want to wake up next to them because you're terrified.
Yeah, exactly. That's like an oxymoron right there.
Because I don't know if you waking up mad or if you just waking up as yourself. Because me, I'm assuming you mad if you're going to look at me a certain way, for sure.
I'm learning more about Alan Yates that is magnificent and frightening at the same time. I'm learning more about you. We've known each other for more than a minute. We learn more and more about Mike Greenberg when it comes to more than him just being a Jets fan, because we know that his Jets fandom. I'm a Jets fan like he is, but he's a Jets fanatic of the 25th power. It's completely, completely different. But he's also not above putting out conversations that'll get people saying, really, really? That happened with Mike Greenberg from ESPN's Get Up, and also Jeff Johnson, ESPN reporter, circling around two guys, Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, and a GOAT conversation.
Looking at Mahomes' numbers, his 5 years as a starter, how consistent it's been, how much winning they've done, the Super Bowl appearances and everything else, you start to say to yourself, Tom Brady just retired. We've just seen the greatest quarterback of all time. Is there a possibility that Mahomes is actually on a trajectory?
Don't do it.
Don't do what?
Don't do it. Don't do it. Don't do LeBron, Jordan. Don't do it. We're not going to do it, right? We're not going to do like LeBron, Jordan here. We're not going to spend the next 10 years trying to decide whether Patrick Mahomes is better than Tom Brady. We're not going to do that, right, Greeny? We're not going to do that. I'll walk. I'm done. I'll walk.
I don't know that we're not going to do it. And let me make my case. Let me make my case for why it is a valid discussion. Because the sides almost set themselves up perfectly. You sound just like one of the old heads, and I am one too. Oh, Jordan, and he won the championships. And then you got all the younger people who are going to say, no, look at all the things LeBron can do that Michael Jordan couldn't do. And that's exactly what Patrick Mahomes is. And here he comes on this trajectory. I actually think Mahomes and Brady is on the verge of becoming our next LeBron Michael conversation, Darlington. Stick that in your pipe and smoke it. What do you think of that?
Why can't you just like them both? Why can't you just like them both?
Amber, I don't know what made me laugh harder, that Mike Greenberg is willing to die on that hill, or the complete exasperation of Jeff Darlington, ESPN NFL reporter, saying, don't do it, don't do it, and then breathing really, really heavy about a potential possibility about a greatest of all time conversation involving a guy who just left, and a guy who's still not at the peak of his powers when it comes to Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady.
I love that Greeny was setting up the conversation to be had, and Darlington just came in trying to intercept the pass. Like, we are not doing this, Greeny. We are not. He recognized immediately that what Mike Greenberg was doing, the path that he was going down. But Greeny has a point. It's probably going to end up being a conversation if it ain't already, and people want to do it, right? Mm-hmm. But we're only 6 years into this thing with Patrick Mahomes. And so on ESPNU, they just put up the numbers for Brady and Mahomes, but they're also doing all-time numbers at this point, career numbers, and right. That ain't the way to do it. You've got to look at the first 6 years of these guys' careers, and same amount of Super Bowls. Mahomes gets the nod in terms of conference championship appearances. When you pull a lot of the numbers, Mahomes' stats actually look better than Brady's. But again, not a fair comparison, because a totally different era when we're talking about those first 6 years of Tom Brady's career. It is a much more pass-happy league today in 2023 than it was in the early 2000s when we're talking about those numbers from Tom Brady. It's not a fair comparison. By Amen. The way, ain't either with LeBron and MJ. That's the reality of the situation. But it hasn't stopped us from doing it, and we're going to end up doing it. Even if it's stupid, and none of us should, and we don't want to.
Because it's easy, low-hanging fruit, because when you're the king of the hill that Patrick Mahomes is, even though there's still great quarterbacks in the NFL right now, Joe Burrow, in my opinion, is an elite quarterback of Cincinnati. Josh Allen, no matter what happened last year, an elite quarterback when it comes to playing with the Buffalo Bills. I think Jalen Hurts, at the rate he's going, can be an elite quarterback. We can have that conversation about him maybe in a year or two. But among his peers, he's the king of the hill. So what happens? You look for somebody else to compare him to, because Patrick Mahomes has been that guy that has been like that, that has those magical moments. It almost was kind of the same conversation when, not so much with Michael Jordan and LeBron James, that always was the case, the minute LeBron James got to the NBA, how good can he be, how great can he be? But people kind of had that conversation with LeBron James and Steph Curry before they had to retire that conversation. But Steph Curry and the Golden State Warriors were doing their thing. LeBron keeps getting compared to everybody else. No one, everybody's Kevin Durant, go on and on down the line. We're running out of comparisons when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. So Greenberg decided to go that route, Amber, to say, well, he's better than everybody else. There's no doubt about that.
Right.
So where can I go to kind of further conversation? And the obvious low-hanging fruit was Tom Brady, and that's why Jeff Donaldson said, don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. Because I've been saying that about Michael Jordan, LeBron James for the longest time.
Yeah, we all went nuts when Mark Zeno, our colleague, put Josh Allen above Patrick Mahomes on the list of best quarterbacks when we did our rank them for quarterbacks, right? Because it's not really a conversation to be had, at least for most people. I mean, Patrick Mahomes is the best. Now, will the conversation shift at some point to Joe Burrow? You know, I feel like we've tried to have that conversation over the last few years. We're probably going to try to have that conversation moving forward. Right now, it's not a very fun conversation because it is Patrick Mahomes, and then it's a whole slew of other very, very excellent quarterbacks. But it's Patrick Mahomes and then everybody else. And so who do you compare him to? The only other person to compare him to then is a dude who's not even playing anymore who just retired. But it's a way premature comparison because this story totally changes for Patrick Mahomes. If Joe Burrow, if he keeps running into the Bengals, right? And he keeps running into Joe Burrow and all of a sudden we could be having the conversation about Joe Burrow in a few years or maybe the Bills get it together. The reality is with Patrick Mahomes, he's playing in a completely stacked AFC. With Tom Brady, he benefited for so many years of that career being in a trash division in the AFC East. What happens if the AFC West gets it together at some point here, right, with Patrick Mahomes? There are so many other factors beyond just what these guys do on the field that factor into how their careers go overall. Tom Brady was the best, but also things fell into place for Tom Brady. Like, he did benefit from the fact that the Dolphins and the Bills and the Jets were absolute trash for two decades. That was a benefit to him in the way things went, and we don't know if Patrick Mahomes is going to be afforded that same sort of benefit.
One thing I will say about both of these two, nobody saw either one of these guys coming. And Tom Brady and Patrick Mahomes. And it's not just Tom Brady was a sixth-round pick. Of course, you didn't see that coming. Nobody thought Patrick Mahomes would be this by year six. When people said Kansas City was crazy, the trader for a guy that did not have an above 500 record in college, never mind the fact that they had no defense at Texas Tech, and he was slinging that ball all over the place when he played for the Red Raiders. Nobody saw a potential once-in-a-lifetime generational kind of quarterback when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. That's when you know you are the dude when they're starting to compare you to other greats of the game. Because they tried that with Tom Brady when he started getting going, and Joe Montana. It's another part of that debate conversation, greatest of all time conversation. That's when you know you are that guy, and Patrick Mahomes has not even scratched the surface how great that he could potentially be in the NFL. Do you agree with Greeny? Is Mahomes Brady that next great sports debate? What are your thoughts about Mahomes being compared to Tom Brady, according to our erstwhile co-worker, Mike Greenberg from Greeny and ESPN Radio? And also on GetUp, 888-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's have some fun with that because it's summertime. It's fun time with Amber Wilson, Freddie Coleman on ESPN Radio and ESPNU.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
Well, in the case of Mike Greenberg from Greeny and also Get Up on ESPN, he slammed the door wide open regarding Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. And is that going to be the next kind of Michael Jordan, LeBron debate? Yikes. With Amber Wilson and Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio, as well as the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and also ESPNU. Now, full disclosure, Amber and I don't like to engage in these kind of things. But I thought it was interesting, Amber. I was at a party yesterday at my friend's house. They were celebrating their son graduating from college, about to go on to a future endeavor, trying to be a part of NASCAR doing that. So shout out to Mike Dorsey, also John and Tina Dorsey, the daughter Rachel Dorsey, for having us over at that party yesterday. And he's a Kansas City Chiefs fan. He loves Patrick Mahomes. Plenty of his buddies are New England Patriots fans, And they were having kind of the mini conversation at that party saying, you know, about Mahomes and Brady and where could he be, where could he go? And I said to myself, it was like Mike Greenberg was at that party yesterday that I went to involved in that kind of conversation. I said, if young guys are maybe talking about that, there could be some kind of validity that Greenberg could be saying that this could be the next who's going to be better when it's all said and done involving Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady.
I mean, the reason that we kept having the LeBron-MJ debate is because people like having it, right? And people like hearing it. I mean, that's the reality. For whatever reason, I know you and I don't love having it over and over again, but if people, if it didn't rate, it wouldn't be happening. And this is going to be one of those types of debates. That's what I keep saying. Like, I think it's stupid. I think it's premature. I think that there's a whole lot of factors left in Patrick Mahomes' career, a whole lot of things that could go wrong, a whole lot of things that change this conversation. However, I don't think it's going to stop us from having it, no matter how premature it is, no matter how silly it is. It does feel ripe for debate in that regard.
And especially when we believe, or should I say, I pretty much know, that Patrick Mahomes is going to keep adding to his greatness, and he's going to keep moving up those lists. He's going to keep moving up in the minds of people. You know, when you're a guy, when, God rest his soul, my late mother-in-law, she said, when is Patrick Mahomes playing on TV? I said, oh, Mom, he's playing tonight. When my mother-in-law, God rest his soul, knew about Patrick Mahomes, wanted to see him play, that told me all I needed to know about the dude that he was when it comes to Patrick Mahomes. So, yeah, he keeps doing stuff like that, crossing all those platforms and also those age groups. Then all of a sudden, maybe Mike Greenberg may be on to something, getting ahead of the curve. D in New York at 888-729-3776. Big D weighing on this, my friend. Go ahead, D. Let's move on. Yeah, let's move on. Nico in California, my friend, weighing on this. Nico, what you got?
You can put this to bed right now. Has Tom Brady ever not scored a touchdown in the Super Bowl?
That would be, I guess he's putting that to bed right there. with that question.
Right? You can put the rings aside. Simple as that right there.
Nico won, debate nothing.
But I mean, come on. You're telling me that, like, Patrick Mahomes goes on to win, you know, 15 Super Bowls and, like, that's what matters. I'm
not above that kind of argument, though. That made me laugh from Nico in California. I thought that was pretty funny.
Well, it's the argument. It's the LeBron MJ argument where it's like, is it better to have the rings or to get to, you know, to get in the position to have the rings more times, right? Do we hold it against the guy who's lost it more times, but has been there more times? Find these ways to have this debate. And that's why this debate is going to exist.
Yeah.
And the only reason, and the fact that it can exist is a nod, obviously, to Patrick Mahomes, because what it means is he's on pace. He's on pace to be in this conversation with Tom Brady, because yes, we have a long way to go. Patrick Mahomes is still in his 20s, and we're talking about a Tom Brady who played until he was 45 years old. We have a really long way to go here with Patrick Mahomes. He even acknowledged the conversation himself before this last Super Bowl. And he said, maybe let's wait until I'm in my late 30s to have it, right? Because who the heck knows? I mean, his career could be over at 30. I mean, God will, you know, hopefully not. But, like, he could decide to hang it up. He could pull at Andrew Luck. Maybe he hangs it up at 30 years old. He goes on to something else in life. You never know with these athletes what's going to end up happening, what's going to end up happening in terms of competition either. And everybody's coming for Patrick Mahomes at all times. But it's certainly a testament to the first 6 years here of his career, what he's done so far.
He is still 65,000 yards and 457 touchdown passes behind Tom Brady.
It's amazing.
65,000 yards and 457 touchdown passes behind Tom Brady. If he even gets to 4 Super Bowls, I'm not going to even say what kind of argument that's going to sound like or look like, but it could be along the lines, in my opinion, Amber, with Tiger and Jack Nicklaus. Jack Nicklaus has more championships, more major championships. He's had more second-place finishes than Tiger Woods, but there's always going to be that segment of people that believe that Tiger Woods is better than Jack Nicklaus, which is always sticky when you try to combine different eras. At least we've had Brady Mahomes go against each other in the regular season, at the end of Brady's career, and in the Super Bowl and AFC Championship game. So at least we have that. We never got Tiger and Jack Nicklaus. We never got Michael Jordan versus LeBron. Hell, we never got LeBron versus Kobe. And I always wanted to know exactly if we could have seen both of those two play against each other in the NBA Finals, what that would have looked and sounded like. At least we got a little bit of a taste, Amber, Brady Mahomes playing against each other when it mattered in a playoff game, AFC Championship game, and also a Super Bowl. And by the way, Tom Brady in both of those games, his teams were able to beat Patrick Mahomes in those championship situations.
Early, though, in Patrick Mahomes' career, you can make that argument,
That's very fair.
You can make the argument that Tom Brady, so much more experience, that veteran presence ends up coming into effect there. It's a hard comparison. It's an impossible comparison. We're still going to do it, though. Yeah, I mean, the phone line's lighting up with this comparison, so clearly we're still going
to
do it.
People want to weigh in at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Amber Wilson, Freddie Coleman together this morning on ESPN Radio and also SiriusXM Channel 80 and ESPNU. Bank in Ohio. What do you got to say, my friend?
Hey, what's going on, y'all?
We're good. We're good. Thanks for giving us a call.
I just wanted to say, this whole Tom Brady thing, yeah, he has all the rings and he played forever, but there was never a stretch of time where he was the best player in the NFL, and it was just hands down, we want Brady over anyone. Manning was better than Brady.
What?
And then Rodgers came and was better than Brady. For the last 5 years, Mahomes has been the guy. There's no debate. Everyone wants Mahomes over Brady. So I think he's already there. It's just the longevity for the career debate. But as far as the best Mahomes versus the best Brady, Mahomes is already getting beat.
Well, there were more than a couple of years where Tom Brady was acknowledged as the best quarterback and the best player in the NFL. I mean,
I have heard that argument, though, from other people.
So
I mean,
about Peyton Manning. Yeah, I've heard that,
too. It's the Peyton Manning argument is what it is. And I get that. I mean, Aaron Rodgers, I'm not willing to go down that path. But with Peyton Manning, I do understand that component of it, that Peyton, a lot of people considered him the better quarterback
absolutely.
The entire time. Not at the very end. Okay, let's be real. Not different Broncos Peyton. However, you know, during his time there, obviously, in Indianapolis, and a lot of people had that view about Peyton, even though he wasn't winning the Super Bowls at the same clip that Tom Brady was. People don't tend to have that view about Joe Burrow or Josh Allen right now, I guess, to that caller's point.
Yeah.
There's a lot of years left here. We could all see Joe Burrow ending up in that conversation. I mean, heck, a couple more Super Bowl appearances, and he probably is in that conversation already. But, I, again, there's so many factors that go into this, and that feels more about the competition than it does about the player himself. And is that fair? I mean, is Patrick Mahomes the best player if he also was playing during the height of Peyton Manning? You know,
are we going
to start doing that comparison now? So that is a competition-based argument to me and not necessarily the specific player. And they're not responsible for what other competition is around there in the league.
I will say this, at the rate that both of those guys are going, meaning Joe Burrow, Cincinnati, and Patrick Mahomes in Kansas City, that could be this generation's Manning versus Brady.
Right.
Especially what we've been able to see from both of those guys in the regular season and the last AFC Championship games, because that's when that really got going, when Manning's teams and Brady's teams were competing against each other, because you had to go through those two teams if you were going to do something in the AFC and get to a Super Bowl. We could see kind of a 21st century latter-day version of that when it comes to maybe Patrick Mahomes and Joe Burrow. Both of these guys keep it up, and they're playing each other every year, not just in the playoffs. We could have a second-generation Manning-Brady situation involving Joe Burrow versus Patrick Mahomes.
It could be Burrow. It could be Allen. It could be Trevor Lawrence.
Could be, yeah.
There's a lot of candidates here.
We could have, like, spicy ones all over the place. Keep those calls coming in about the Brady-Mahomes GOAT conversation at 888-729-3776. That's 888-SAY-ESPN. But what should we also expect when it comes to another quarterback trying to have a bounce back with his team in Cleveland when it comes to Deshaun Watson? Amber Wilson, Freddie Coleman together on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and SiriusXM Channel 80 in ESPNU.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Picture this. You arrive at your hotel. You have an important online meeting lined up with clients from all across the country. You have your laptop open, ready to begin, and the Wi-Fi is so terrible, you can't even connect. These types of stressful situations happen all the time, but they don't have to. When you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you have access to their free high-speed Wi-Fi, so you can take care of those critical emails, join your meetings on time, and even unwind by streaming your favorite shows without having to worry. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
So Deshaun Watson is going to have a full training camp and a full year of the Cleveland Browns. What could that mean for him, his reputation, and the Cleveland Browns? We'll dive into that right now with Amber Wilson and Freddie Coleman together this morning on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and ESPNU presented by Progressive Insurance. Always a pleasure to catch up with Jake Trotter. Does a great job at ESPN NFL Nation Browns reporter. Jake, a lot of people got their eyes squirreling the Cleveland Browns and the quarterback Deshaun Watson. how much pressure is on him to get back to the high level that we saw before everything went haywire after he left the Houston Texans?
Hey, Freddie. Yeah, there's an enormous amount of pressure, not just on Deshaun Watson, but the entire franchise. You got to remember what they gave up to get him, 3 first-round picks. They signed him to the $230 million fully guaranteed contract, an NFL record. That's already beginning to get onerous in terms of their salary cap.
Right.
You know, he's going to have a $60 million-plus hit on the cap in the coming years, which is going to affect their roster elsewhere. So there's a ton of pressure on him to perform and to justify that trade. And then the Browns, I mean, you know, set aside the allegations against him when they made the trade, just on the field, they have invested an enormous amount of capital. And if he's not one of the top 2, 3, 4 quarterbacks in the AFC this year, the Browns are going to have a huge problem going forward. It's going to be a long-term catastrophe for the franchise if he can't rekindle that previous form. So a lot of pressure on this organization, a lot of pressure on Deshaun Watson.
How much of is there of a confidence, though, that he'll be able to turn things around, Jay? Because obviously we know that there's a ton of pressure on him in this organization. Last season, when we did see him play, did not at all look like, you know, the years before that, given it had been quite literally years since we saw Deshaun Watson play at his highest level. But he was once previously a top 5 quarterback in this league. So how much confidence is there in Deshaun Watson still? Or are there a lot of nerves attached to the way things went this past season?
Well, everybody thinks he's going to be better, including me. I mean, I don't know that he could be worse, but I mean, you have to, you know, wasn't that long ago you could make the case, a credible case, that Watson was one of the top 4 or 5 quarterbacks in the NFL. A lot has changed since then. The 700-day layoff, the other quarterbacks in the AFC have gotten a lot better just in the last 3 years. So I think he's going to be better. I think he could be significantly better, but that could still put him like 7th best quarterback in the AFC. He's going to have to be elite. And there's a decent amount of confidence internally that that's going to happen, but we just don't know until we see him on the field. Nobody knows for sure what this is all going to look like. But I will tell you, you know, you talk to people around the organization, they think he's going to be really, really good. I just don't think anybody really knows what that means. Is that 10th best quarterback in the NFL? Is that 3rd? Is that 16th? And that's going to really determine what happens to Cleveland overall this season and beyond.
Hit him on Twitter, Jake_Trotter. He is Jake Trotter, ESPN NFL Nation Browns reporter, joining Freddie Coleman and Amber Wilson on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. You're in that city. You know the fan base, the dog pound in that city. What has been in terms of, I don't know, I don't want to use the word thaw, or what has the fan reaction been like now? Now there's been a little bit more time ever since Deshaun Watson, a member of the Cleveland Browns, with all the stuff, the baggage that he brought to that organization with his off-field shenanigans when he's a member of the Houston Texans.
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to say, Freddie. Like, I haven't taken any kind of scientific poll on this, right? I can just tell you there are people I run into that are still, you know, pretty upset with what the Browns did. You know, they're going to watch their team this year. They're still Browns fans, but they don't like any of this. And then there's another contingent you run into, and they don't care. They either think he's innocent of all the allegations, or, you know, they don't think it was that big of a deal. And they feel like we finally got a quarterback, the heir to Bernie Kosar. And so we're excited to see football games. And then, you know, maybe there's a lot of people kind of in between that are just sort of uneasy, don't know how to feel. It just totally depends on the person and their past experiences and, you know, what they think of the situation. But I will say it is definitely divided the fan base. I mean, there's no doubt about that. Now, is that going to cool off in the coming months and years? Probably. But especially initially when the trade was made, and just even after over the last year, I still run into people who are just out on all of this. And I run into people who are all in.
Jake Trotter joining us here on ESPN Radio. Amber Wilson and Freddie Coleman with you as well. So, Jake, you mentioned that even a huge leap from Deshaun Watson this season might put him as, like, the 7th best quarterback in the AFC, because the AFC obviously is so, so stacked. I mean, a couple of formidable opponents just within their own division there. So what are the expectations for the Cleveland Browns this season? Is it, like, a Super Bowl or bust type of situation?
I wouldn't say that. I would say that this regime, this team has to make the playoffs, or I could see a scenario in which literally everybody gets fired. Like, if they're not 10-7 and in the playoffs, I could see the Haslams, the owners, moving on from this entire coaching staff. I could see them moving on from the front office if it's a little bit worse than that. So, I mean, everybody knows it is make or break. Now, for Deshaun Watson, you know, he's going to have a lot more years here because he's under contract. So it doesn't really apply to him, but everyone else around him, you know, this could be their last season in Cleveland if it doesn't go well. And you could be – there's going to be some good teams this year, guys, that, like, are going to go 9-8, like really good teams that are not going to make the playoffs in the AFC. I mean, you just look at the AFC North alone, you're going to be an awesome team if you finish second in the AFC North. And you could be a really good one and finish fourth. And you know, the Browns right off the bat, they play Cincinnati at home. They go to Pittsburgh, a place they never win during the regular season, for Monday Night Football. And then 2 weeks after that, they've got Baltimore. Like, they could be in terrific shape. They could also be like, I don't even, you know, we're last place in the AFC North right out of the gate. I mean, it could go one of two ways there. So I think they've got to make the playoffs for anybody to feel good about their job this season.
I'm staying right there. How much of that, and you just mentioned that, I get the sense, I'm reading between the lines here, Jake, that is that model in the organization. It's playoffs or bust. How right or wrong am I by reading these tea leaves that you just laid out there?
Yeah, it's definitely playoffs or bust. I mean, with the caveat that, like, if they go, you know, let's say they go, 10-2 and then lose five games and they get blown out in the playoffs, like, I could see everybody getting fired in that scenario. And,
wow,
you know, if they start really poorly and then have this amazing run but miss the playoffs, maybe that changes the equation. But I think by and large, generally speaking, Freddie, if this team does not make the playoffs, somebody's getting fired here. I would wager a lot of money on that.
We heard from Nick Chubb. Apparently all the running backs, Jake, had a Zoom meeting where they got together, at least a lot of the top running backs in the league. They talked about the state of affairs for running backs. Nick Chubb, a player who knows that this downturn in the running back market certainly could soon affect him. Is this just something that Chubb and the others you think are going to have to deal with this season and moving forward here? Or do you think that there's actually something to be done?
Well, I asked Chubb that question. I said, is anything that came out of the meeting that you feel positive about, something that you could do? And he said, no. I mean, he enjoyed the discussion, but he basically said, we're handcuffed right now. There's nothing we can do. So I don't know what the next step for the running backs is going to be, but it's going to continue unless, you know, something changes. And Nick Chubb is going to be one of the next guys in this situation. I mean, he's under contract this year. He's under contract in 2024, but he has no guaranteed money left on his deal after this season. You could make the case that he's the best running back in the NFL, and yet I think he's the fourth highest paid one right now, even in light of all these issues with running backs. So Chubb realizes that, like, it's not inconceivable that a year from now I'm going to be in a weird situation as well, where I got to figure out what I'm going to do. So I think it's very problematic because, I mean, you watch the Browns the last 3, 4, 5 years, I could make the case that Nick Chubb has been their most valuable player. He's been, you know, their most consistent performer and really the heartbeat of the team in a lot of ways. But running backs are so replaceable. And, you know, you could draft the guy in the fourth round. They've got Jerome Ford, who they really like. And, you know, they're going to have significant salary cap issues because of the Watson contract going forward. Nick Chubb is the type of guy that they might have to move on from at some point. And then you wonder, well, is anybody else out there going to, you know, pay Nick Chubb the kind of money he probably deserves? Or, you know, he's going to get salary capped. He's going to get a franchise tag. So it's a tough situation for running backs. And Nick Chubb could be in that same situation pretty soon.
It's going to be an interesting 2023 in Cleveland. And no matter what happens, our man Jake Trotter will always be all over it as an ESPN NFL Nation Browns reporter. Hit him on Twitter at @Jake_Trotter. Joining Freddie Coleman and Amber Wilson on ESPN Radio and ESPNU. Always a pleasure, Jake, and keep up the great work, my friend. Thanks so much.
Okay, thanks, guys. Take care.
You want to continue to weigh in, and you're going to do that at 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776, because this is all the fault of Mike Greenberg regarding Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady, and the greatest of all time that could be the next great sports debate. You can weigh in at 888-729-3776.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPNpods. That's amazon.com/ESPNpods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
With the new addition known as Freddie Coleman, the candy girl known as Amber Wilson, thanks for joining us on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80, and also ESPNU presented by Progressive Insurance. Oh, Mike Greenberg threw out that candy as a candy boy. He got into it about, hey, the next great sports debate could be Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. Never mind the fact that Patrick Mahomes is 65,000 yards behind Tom Brady and 457 touchdown passes behind the aforementioned GOAT greatest of all time, Amber. But he said at the rate Patrick Mahomes is going, this could be that Michael Jordan, LeBron James sports debate. And it's got people riled up, Amber, at 888-729-3776. Just putting it out there.
Oh,
we'll have to get the Amber back in a second.
Yeah, no, that would be me not turning on my microphone.
There we go.
I was having a great conversation by myself here with my microphone off. You saw me, right? You saw me on TV. I mean, I was animated. I was into it. I was really saying some brilliant things back here, but America's never going to hear that.
Oh, well, hear it now. Come on. You had the rehearsal. Now, you know, get on the
stage. I was just saying that, of course, this is the debate. And as much as people complain and they complain about debate television or they complain about what we do here on sports radio with the debates, people love a good debate. And this is definitely going to be the next debate because right now Mahomes is on pace to be a part of this conversation. But we've seen it before. You have no idea where these careers are going to go.
Absolutely.
You know, you mentioned the Tiger Woods debate from years ago. And then look at the stuff that happened in his career. None of us could have ever predicted that stuff. So who knows what's going to happen in Patrick Mahomes' life. There's a lot of factors here. It's not going to stop us from having the great debate.
Right.
Though.
As long as Patrick Mahomes' brother doesn't get in the way. Ooh, did I say it out loud? Bad Freddie. Have I said too much? Have I gone too far? I think I have. Clinton, North Carolina.
That's not fair.
It's completely not fair, but who says I'm lying? Clinton, North Carolina, you can weigh in on this potential greatest of all time debate involving Patrick Mahomes and Tom Brady. What you got to say, Clinton?
Well, good morning, y'all. I got to say, it's so nice to have someone on television that supports the Dolphins and the Heat because I was born and raised in Miami.
Nice.
So thank you, Amber.
Yes, I'm
and,
with you.
As far as the eyes, I got the craziest green eyes you ever see in your life, so I feel you on that. Now, Freddie, I understand what you said. My wife was a Steelers fan for decades, and all of a sudden, here comes Patrick Mahomes. She done jumped ship. She done got license plate frames. She done got clothing. She is a Patrick Mahomes fan all of a sudden. I said, well, what are you going to do when Patrick leaves Kansas City? She says, I don't know. I'll cross that bridge when I get to it.
Wow.
But right now she's with Patrick Mahomes all the way. She says he's cute. He's adorable. And I don't even know if she's really looking at the football aspect of things, but the boy is good. But as far as the Brady Mahomes thing, he sure does have a long way to go, Freddie. He's got a long way to go. I mean, you're talking about a 20-year career.
Yep.
You know, I mean, I know he's done fantastic at the beginning, and he's staying healthy. You know, he had a couple of little ankle issues, but other than that, he's doing good, and I hope the best for him. And me being a Dolphin fan, it's really hard for me to say that, but considering it's Brady. But, hey, 20 years plus. He's got a long way to go. I mean, you're still competing with Bradshaw and Montana and people like that.
True.
And it's going to be tough, Freddie. It's going to be tough.
It is going to be tough, but I look at it this way more than ever before, Amber. Athletes are staying a lot longer, playing at a higher level than ever before. Nobody thought we would see Tom Brady past year 10, year 15, and we saw him deep into the 20s when it comes to him. He's given quarterbacks like Aaron Rodgers now, Amber, and a guy like Patrick Mahomes to say, if I keep playing this way, there's no reason for me to leave and no team is going to chase them away if they continue to play at a high level. no matter what kind of age bracket they turn out to be in the NFL.
Yeah, we'll see what happens here with Aaron Rodgers' career. Maybe another little resurgence here in New York. I mean, this is a man who grapples with retiring every single season, right? So who knows with Aaron Rodgers where he's going to be at mentally after this season. But in terms of physically, I could totally see a situation where Aaron Rodgers ends up having a bit of a resurgence here, ends up, you know, a new challenge there in New York, a totally new market. Maybe he ends up wanting to play for 3, 4, 5 years longer and ends up sort of in that Brady conversation as well as another athlete who takes care of his body and can elongate his career. You're right. These careers are getting longer and longer. The understanding of how you take care of yourself and how you get there as an athlete is getting better, right? It's all medical advancements. It's all training advancements. And you would imagine Patrick Mahomes will probably benefit from that as well.
Philip, in my hometown of Brooklyn, USA, New York. Philip, what you got to say about Brady Mahomes, a potential GOAT debate, my friend?
I'm a Giants fan, so let me put that out there first.
Okay.
I believe it's comparing apples and oranges. We know what Brady can do because we've seen his entire career. Athletically, there's no comparison. True. So they're on two different, they're at two different spectrums. Brady, if he doesn't have an offensive line, you know you can get to him. Mahomes, you know you got to try to keep him in the pocket because a lot of what he does is because he can ad-lib. Now, when he can't run any longer, and we don't know how long that's going to be, you know, where he can scramble for first downs and throw sideways and all that kind of thing, then we can compare him to Brady in terms of just being a pure pocket passer. But I'm an old school guy. Okay. I'm 62 years old. The game has changed.
No doubt.
Especially for the quarterback position. So when you talk about longevity and stuff, you can't fall on a quarterback today. let alone a quarterback taking a hit like Montana did from Jim Burt.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So to compare quarterbacks today to in the past and just dismiss them, whether it be Bradshaw with four or whoever the case may be, it's a different game. Look at how they treat Belichick. Brady goes to Tampa, and now it's Belichick is not as good without Brady. Well, when Brady went to Tampa, that was a Super Bowl defense ready. I mean,
and running game
their previous quarterback had threw for over 5,000 yards and 30 touchdowns.
Right.
But the problem was they had a race car that could win, but they had a driver that would always crash it.
Yeah, no doubt about that.
Well, the problem was with the 30 interceptions that went along with the 30 touchdowns for Jameis Winston.
Right.
Yeah, I mean, listen, he has a point, though, Freddie, in terms of
the era.
When you pull the first 6 years of Brady's career and Mahomes' career, Mahomes has far more passing yards than Tom Brady, except for also a far more pass-happy league. And to that caller's point, you're protecting the quarterback a lot more in 2023 than you were in 2001.
He's spot on because you look at all the times that I guarantee there are plenty of quarterbacks back in the past looking around and seeing Patrick Mahomes and even Tom Brady going, man, if I had that, if I could have had that, if I could have the rules skewed in my favor the way it is, not just for quarterbacks but for offenses in the National Football League, I would shudder to think, which makes it a very interesting contrast. You got one guy who kind of transfer both of those eras when it comes to Tom Brady and now being compared to Patrick Mahomes. It is time for the Houston Texans. Can they get anywhere near 3 wins? That's next.
This is ESPN Radio.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.